Oh, are you the best of protectors? So protect me. Oh, are you the best of protectors? So protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our beautiful program entitled أسماء الحسنى Beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, this is a very blessed program because we are speaking about the majestic names of our Creator, our Lord, our Cherisher, our Sustainer, Allah Azza wa Jal. And we've mentioned many names up until now. And in this episode, we'll be mentioning another beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is Razzaq. Razzaq is a name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the ulama have defined this name. They said that it means the one who grants sustenance in abundance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants everyone sustenance. He is Raziq. This is another word, Raziq. And the ulama have defined Razaq as that being who provides sustenance to all of creation. He provides sustenance to all of creation and he provides means for them as well to earn that sustenance. He guides them towards certain ways of earning sustenance as well. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Razzaq. Now Razzaq has an intense meaning in there. It's ismul mubalagha. It means the one who grants abundantly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he grants, he does not differentiate between believer, disbeliever, wicked person, pious person. Everybody in creation receives the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustenance of Allah jalla wa ala. Now, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this name just once, Razzaq. But if we look at where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ascribed giving sustenance to himself, giving sustenance, making means for sustenance, then there are many maqamat in the Quran where this is mentioned, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Raziq, being the one who creates means for rizq, sustenance as well. Now, inshallah, we'll be mentioning some ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him being the Raziq, him being the one who gives sustenance. And the first ayat that I'll mention is in the beginning of Surah Baqarah. Right at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the muttaqeen. And then he mentions the awsaf, the qualities and the attributes of the muttaqeen. Who are they? He describes them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. That the muttaqeen, the pious ones, are those who believe in the unseen. ويقيمون الصلاة, and they establish salah, prayer. ومما رزقناهم ينفقون, and they spend from what we have granted them. And they spend from what we have granted them. Now here the ulama have said categorically that this refers to the pious spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know, there are different types of spending. But this spending here, they spend from what we have given them, refers specifically to spending in the way of Allah azza wa jal. And of course it refers to rizq halal, halal sustenance. Because if somebody spends a rizq haram, which is also rizq, it's not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the pious are those who spend halal sustenance. They don't spend haram in the way of Allah azza wa jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged this in another maqam. In Surah Baqarah verse 267, Allah jalla wa ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. That all those who believe, spend from the pure things of what you have acquired or what you have earned. So whatever you earn, spend the pure things from that. So it's an obligation to spend pure halal things in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here I'd like to mention a question that was posed to the great Imam, Imam Ahl Sunnah Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. That somebody, there's an individual who celebrates the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he spends his money on the Milad, the Mawlid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what he spends is not pure, it's not tayyib, it's haram. He tries to justify it by saying that if the king had a child was born to a king, and a wealthy person, an affluent person, he took great gifts to him, to the king, and he presented them to the king will accept it, he will be happy. And at the same time, if a poor person, he goes and just presents some vegetables, for example, as a gift, the king will still accept it. Why? It's a gift at the end of the day. So this is how he tries to justify it. He says that, look, the king will accept a gift from a wealthy person or a poor person. It doesn't matter what they give. And this analogy, this justification, in fact, is batil. It's invalid. Why? Because forget the worldly king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of all kings. And he himself said he only accepts pure things. Now this is the birth of his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if somebody, Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmah explains, if somebody were to go to a king, a worldly king, and present urine to him, give him urine or something impure, will he accept it? Of course not. Then how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without comparison, accept haram sustenance being spent upon the mawlid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A person can't justify this and try to use his aql and say, look, it's still celebrating the birth. It doesn't matter where the sustenance came from, where the source of the income was, what the source of the income was. Al-Iyadu billahi ta'ala. So this is very, very important that when we give in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we give only pure things. This is a hadith that inna Allah tayyibun, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure and he accepts pure things. He doesn't accept impure things from people. And this example, just to clarify before moving on, this example that was given of that person trying to justify his action, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma admonishes such a person and says this could lead to kufr. That you are saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept impure things, these are haram things. And they go against the ahkam of sharia. You don't give this in the way of Allah or in celebration of the beloved's birth. No way. This is something that always needs to be kept in mind. Now this verse, وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, it means spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ulama have said it is inclusive of both sadaqah wajibah and sadaqah nafilah. So obviously it refers to zakat, which is an obligation if you meet the threshold and the conditions. It includes sadaqah fitr and other wajibat sadaqah. But it also includes nafli sadaqah, so voluntary donations and voluntary charity that a person gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the pious people are they who they spend what is necessary, zakat, sadaqah, fitr, etc. And alongside that, they also give nafli sadaqah as well. This is what we learn from this hadith. They give some of their sustenance from time to time, however much they can, according to their ability. Now two things regarding this verse, وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ascribed giving rizq to himself. وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ, and from the rizq that we have given them. So here, a slave, a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal needs to realize, acknowledge that nothing is from himself. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that sustenance and he was able to give it in the way of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And the Quran mentions numerous times that everything belongs to Allah. For example, in Surah Baqarah, verse 284, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. And the second thing that the ulama have mentioned is that وَمِمَّا, here this is مِن تَبْعِضِيَّ. If you look at it from عِلْمُ النَّحْظ, Arabic grammar perspective, then this مِن is مِن تَبْعِضِيَّ. It refers to a portion or a part of something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing us to give some of what He has granted us in His way, not everything. And there is great hikmah behind this, as we will learn, that sometimes a person, he may have that passion, he may be willing to give everything, but if he does, he will fall into nuqsan himself. He won't have anything to provide for his family. He may have other huquq that are binding. And if he gives everything in the way of Allah Jalla wa Ala, this will cause him great nuqsan, harm. And there are others who can give everything, but their tawakkul upon Allah is so great that Allah will bestow them with more. And we look at the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, there are some sahaba who came and wanted to give everything, but the Prophet alayhi salam did not take everything from them. because he knew their state. He knew their kayfiyah. He knew that this would cause them difficulty and they would fall into hardship. Whereas there are others like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the greatest devotee and companion of the Prophet alayhi salam, who came and gave everything. And the Prophet alayhi salam knew his state, the level of his iman, his tawakkul. And when asked, what have you left for your family members? And he said, أَبْقَيْتُ لَكُمُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ. I have left Allah and His Rasul for them. Subhanallah, this was his level of generosity. Now this is the greatness of our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal, that first He grants us sustenance, He grants us rizq, and then He commands us to give in His way. Allahu Akbar. It's not the case that He says, give rizq even though you don't possess it. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first grants rizq, and then the hukam is to give in His way. For example, in Surah Baqarah verse 254, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And all those who believe, spend from what we have given you, what we have granted you, before that day arrives when there will be no transaction. لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ. There will be no friendship. وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ. No intercession. وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And the disbelievers are indeed the oppressors. And in another maqam of the Quran, Surah Munafiqun, verse 10, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That spend from what we have granted you before death comes to one of you. And then he says, oh my Lord, لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Why do you not delay this death for a moment? Why do you not give me respite? فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So I can give sadaqah, I can give charity and become from the righteous. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So we've been told, in our lifetime, in good health, when we're in a good position financially, when we are drowned in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're taking advantage and using those blessings, we should give sadaqah at that moment. We should give in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way from what He has given us already. And the great thing is, whatever we give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous. He is the one who gives us that rizq first, then tells us to spend it, and then He says, if you spend it, then I will replace it as well. Surah Sabah, verse 39, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Allah jalla wa ala says, and whatever you spend, فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And He is the best of those who provide sustenance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. And then the slave, when he receives that sustenance of Allah, he gives it in the way of Allah azza wa jal according to his istita'ah. What does Allah jalla wa ala say? فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. He will replace it. He will give him better, inshaAllah. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of those who provide sustenance. Now there are so many verses of the Quran that I can go into. In Surah Baqarah, again Allah jalla wa ala talks about giving reward 700-fold to a person who gives in His way. And this is the treasure of Allah, which is unlimited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of those who gives reward and who gives sustenance as well. Now one point I'd like to mention here is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, Surah Hud, verse 6, that وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. And this verse of the Quran is quoted often. We've heard it plenty of times. That there is no makhluk on the earth except that the rizq for that animal, that human being, that creation is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give rizq to everyone according to His infinite wisdom. And He will give enough so that a person can sustain his life, he can maintain his life, he can live. And then we also need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make every single person wealthy. There will be some who are wealthy, wealthier than others, and there will be some who will just about survive and some who are in poverty. So the levels of rizq differ greatly, and we see this in the world as well. Now, some people, they become disheartened when they don't become wealthy. Or they look at others' lifestyles and they think, I want that lifestyle. How come he's so well off? Here we should understand the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla wa ala says in Surah Ra'ad, verse 26, يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands the rizq for whomsoever He wants and He restricts it for whomsoever He wants. This is His hikmah, His wisdom. Number one, the ulama say that this could be to test that person. Does he show gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon receiving beyond what is necessary? Meaning he has luxuries, he has wealth. Does he show gratefulness at that time or is he ungrateful? Does he spend that wealth where he is supposed to spend it, where Allah has commanded him to spend it or not? These are great tests if you think about it. Another test is that, will they spend that money in haram, in fulfilling unlawful desires? What is the situation there? This is also a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah jalla wa ala showing the hikmah of not making everybody equal, not making everybody wealthy. He says in Surah Shura, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. And if Allah had expanded the rizq for His slaves, meaning for all of them, لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ, they would have transgressed on the earth. وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. However, Allah descends rizq according to what He wants. إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands the nature of human beings more than anyone. Allah is the creator, He is the Khaliq. He knows that if He were to give rizq to everyone in abundance and they were all millionaires and billionaires, they would transgress. Many of them would transgress. They would transgress the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go against the sharia ahkamat, spend upon wrong things, do injustice and oppress others. But remember, in this world, that's not the case. Everyone isn't given the same level of sustenance. That's in Jannah, inshallah, where everybody will be amir, will be wealthy and affluent, where everybody will be in luxury. This is not Jannah, this is the world. This is alamud dunya. Inshallah, in Jannah, we'll all be wealthy. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants rizq. He is the haqiqi raziq. He is the one who grants rizq. But despite that, we know that we must adopt the means as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world alamul asbab, a world of means. And we must adopt those means. A person can't just sit on his couch, on his sofa, and just expect money to fall into his lap or for it to rain gold and silver from above him. It's not going to happen. We know that's not the way the universe works. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a world of means. We have to adopt those means. We have to strive and struggle to earn halal sustenance, inshallah. This is striving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِن فَضْلِهِ. And from the mercy of Allah Jalla wa Ala is that He made the night and day, so that you may rest in the night and that you may seek His fadl during the daytime. Meaning here, fadl refers to the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the daytime, you seek halal sustenance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants sustenance. And this name Razzaq has been mentioned once in the Quran, as we mentioned earlier. Inna Allaha huwa ar-Razzaqu dhul quwwatil matin. This is in Surah Dhariyat, Ayat 58. Inna Allaha huwa ar-Razzaq. Indeed, Allah is Razzaq. And we need to seek that sustenance. We need to ask Him for sustenance, ask Him for asbab to be created for us, ask Him for ease in searching for sustenance. From His court, we will attain everything. And just to conclude, inshallah, in every episode we mention the requirements of these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is expected of us, human beings, slaves, servants of Allah, when hearing these names. Now, Razzaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants abundantly. The requirement from us is that we seek sustenance from Him. We raise our hands in His pure court. Ya Allah, You are Razzaq, grant us sustenance. Grant us halal sustenance. May not a single morsel of haram enter our stomach. The ulama have also mentioned that Razzaq, because Allah is the one who bestows upon everyone and He's generous, we should also try to adopt generosity in our lives. We should also give to others. If Allah has blessed us, we should help others out. And it's unfortunate there are people out there who don't even help their blood relatives. If Allah has bestowed upon you, help others. فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. He will replace it. He will give you better, inshaAllah ta'ala. And lastly, the ulama have said that just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created means and ways of earning sustenance, and He places those thoughts in a person's mind, how to earn sustenance. InshaAllah, if we're in a position where we can guide others as to how to earn halal sustenance, we can help them in this regard, then we too should help them. And inshallah, when we help them earn halal sustenance, we'll gain barakah in our sustenance as well, inshallah. So we conclude that until the next episode, Allah Ta'ala, we pray to Him that He grants us halal sustenance in abundance and that we use it in His way and we spend it on rightful causes, on our family members, on religious causes, inshallah. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala keep us far away and distant from earning haram risk. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.